Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Hold on. Let me clean that throat out a little bit there. Let me clear my throat.
Hollering out.
Yeah, that hollering out. That heat is building up, so the allergies is probably kicking in or whatever. Yep. I haven't done this with you in a while, so let me do this properly then, or properly, whatever. Mm-hmm. Brother. May that man rock you down, by the way.
Fuck you, Hulk Hogan.
Bitch ass motherfucker. Bitch ass. But people, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
I had a lot of whiskey yesterday, but I also had a beer Thursday too. Well, I went to Carl Strauss over there in downtown LA.
Very nice. Very nice.
I had me a red trolley. Not bad, actually. It was a pretty decent beer.
Right? Carl Strauss is always solid.
Yeah, it was solid. Nothing special. Always solid. Nothing to send Cody a photo of and say, you got to try this shit. I was like, no. It's just cheap for happy hour.
Red trolley ale, it's a fine beer.
It's a fine, fine beer, whatever. A lot of flavor on there and stuff like that. But yeah, we're back, people. We haven't we've done shows, whatever, but we recorded those like weeks in advance or whatever. So the mic is a little dusty. Let me just blow that off real quick, whatever. Shit. Yeah.
Hey, that's where that like, goddamn pollen's coming from. And dust shit in there.
Oh, I thought it was just coming from me waking up with the crust in my eye.
That too. Pollen is a goddamn biohazard.
Oh, shit, I'm dying. My goddamn ankles and shit feel like they've been fucking walked on. I'm like, yo. Hey, no, you know what? Where that photo at? Let me get this off the wall real quick, Cody. Hold on.
Deteriorating run. For the mud.
Take this off the wall, Cody. Yo, this guy coming back, baby. Yo, this guy is coming back. That's the bunk boy right there, okay?
About that time.
About the OG bunk right there. So I got to bring him back. Because I ain't going out no more. That's it. I don't know how to move. Okay? I'm done, son.
Slip out, people.
Yeah.
On this day. August 4th, 2025.
Don't even ask me, okay? I don't want to go nowhere with you, okay? I don't want to go nowhere with you. I don't want to hang out. And if we do, we cutting that shit off 8:30 p.m. Got to be in the room by now.
All right. I'm going to hold you to it, motherfucker.
Yeah.
All right.
Getting home at 2 a.m. and responding to text messages that you got like 5-6 hours ago, whatever, talking about like, you okay? Yeah, motherfucker, I'm asleep. Don't want you.
I'm being unbothered. Yeah. Yes.
And then me looking at the time going, oh, shit, it's after 2 o'clock. I was like, oh, shit. This was not in my plan to be here at this time. So last Saturday I went to Salud Amigos last minute because I had some work shit to do and stuff for an event we had, and I think I got there probably like around 5 o'clock. They closed at 6:30. Them motherfuckers told me 9 o'clock, by the way, but it was 6:30. I didn't really give a shit. Man, what a great fucking tequila event. I have to tell you, that was better. I was telling people that was better than Fuck You Fest last year. Like, they should do that. And I was confirmed too as well that they're going to do that every year now in Long Beach. It was a giant studio. They must have just put that studio there. It was like a little local TV production studio that they do and stuff like that, called Thunder Studios. Great little spot, venue and shit. I like how the cars can pull up. I love the little red carpet walkway. And then they got like the popcorn machine in the back. They do like a little interview session, the hall where you drink. But what I like about this event though, Cody, compared to Fuck You Fest, was the brands that was there. All the heavy hitters was there, Cody. And they were all pouring like they top shit. Like G4 brought out the fucking Madeira, the Dia de los Muertos and the new Reposado and Blanco, or the Clásicos, as you can call them. Cabal brought out like some single barrel Añejos and shit like that too as well. I took some photos of that. Yayo, man, they showed me a bunch of new shit they got coming. I can't wait. I'm excited to that. What else did I try? Oh, Tequila Ocho. I was kind of speed blitzing through fucking booths now at this point, Cody, because I was like, shit. I was like, man, I was at Cabal for 20 fucking minutes and Yayo for 20. That's 40 minutes right there. I was like, they about to close in 50 minutes. So I was like, I got to just speed blitz. Tequila Ocho, I stared at them for a minute. I was like, what the fuck is that Reposado? So they just released this, which I got the bottle right here, actually. They got a barrel-proof Reposado that just came out. They had that there. I don't think it came out.
Yes, sir.
That didn't even come out yet or whatever, neither. So they brought that like as a first time tasting, and I sipped on that bad boy, and woo, man. I don't remember what my thoughts was because I was kind of rushing or whatever, but I just remember that barrel proof just hit. So I was like, I got to get me a bottle of that or whatever. But all in all, man, that was awesome. I was upset that I wasn't there longer. I know me and Cody was debating on if we was going to go and the reason why I couldn't. For the most part, because I knew I'd be doing some work event and stuff like that in the morning. But I was glad. The reason why I went, too, is because they had, like, a two-for-one ticket sale, like, last day. Like, buy one mm-hmm. ticket, you get
Yeah, I mean, why not? Yeah,
$44, dude. I was like, oh, shit, yeah, let me go $40. And it's down the street from my
still.
So, yeah. Yeah. great fucking brands, though, man. All the brands, they're heavy hitters. The music was blaring like a motherfucker, though. I was like, whoa, shit, it got loud as hell up in here. but great event. Great event. Salud Amigos. I recommend that one next year. That's better than being in that hot-ass sun we was in. So, yeah, that's
how you set shit up for
yeah.
summer.
Yeah, I heard someone say they didn't like it because it was inside instead of outside. Someone said they ran. I was just like, fuck that. I was like, you remember last year? It was hot as fuck, too. Oh, Cascanes was there. They had their new shit on display, too. They had the extra nail sitting there. I was like, okay. Everybody had their new shit that just was just on their booth. So I love that. I love when you just don't show up with your regular lineup. You come in there with all the brand new heavy hitter stuff. Loved it. Loved that. I give that a last drop. I give that a Salud Amigos to get a last drop. and then the next one I went to. Hold on. Let me get a little water. I'm getting dehydrated over here, just talking. Ooh. Oh, man. So, great event. Can't wait to go back to Salud Amigos next year as well, too, if I'm free. I went to one last night, too, as well. I've told Cody this before. I fucking hate whiskey events. I fucking can't stand them. I think they are dog shit. Like, they are horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's hosted by West Coast Whiskey Club. They know how to throw a whiskey event. West Coast Whiskey
God
Club.
Damn, that disdain when you said they're just awful.
Yeah, they're fucking horrible.
Fucking worse.
Yeah. They're like Hulk Hogan, dude. They just need to die. Like those events just need to go. They just need to end, dude. But I will say, West Coast Whiskey Club has always said they throw the best events when it comes to whiskey events, man. They just know how to do it right, man, with the food, the venues, everything they always do right. But you know what I love about them, too? And I was talking to them as well last night at the event because I told them, I said, I hate whiskey events. The brands that showed up, they brought their shit, dude. I was like, yo, this is what I'm talking about right here. Like, this is how you fucking do a whiskey event. Don't let these tequila events outshine you, baby. Like, first booth I went to, Maker's Mark. Man, they had all their new shit there. Oh, as a matter of fact, it was nothing but new shit. They ain't even had none of this. I just said, that's how you fucking do it, Maker's. They had the new Star Hill Farms that just came out about a month ago or whatever. They had their cellar aged 2024, I believe, out. They had their private barrels. They had their new Dodger, LA Dodger release private select barrel as well, too. Just great, man. And then right next door, you go to Jim Beam, Cody. You don't see no Jim Beam at this motherfucker. You know what you see? Booker's, Little Book, Infinity or whatever shit. Baker's 7 or whatever. They had a Baker's cash strength rye there, dude. That was experimental. It was like a one-off. It was like, oh, we got this here for you. I said, yo. I said, what? I said, give me some of that shit right there, then. I said, okay. What is going on here? Oh, they had a... they had all the Knob Creeks. They had Knob Creek 12, 18, and up, whatever. I was just like, okay, we ain't bringing that single barrel. Okay, we the 18 is here. So I said, I don't even like the 18, but I was just like, the fact that it's here.
Right, coming to play.
Then I go over to Penelope. I haven't really talked much about Penelope, but if on this show, whatever, Penelope is a great little fucking brand, whatever. If you ever want to get in, it's probably one of those, if you see on the shelf at a Total Wine, it's probably the best bourbon sitting on the shelf whatever, for a great price, right? They not only had their whole lineup, Cody, I mean the whole fucking lineup. I just looked at that goddamn right. I said, that is every release y'all ever had sitting up here. And I said, is that the, because they have a bottle that just came out. You might have got the email too about from Concierge Total Wine about the Fuck Cancer release. So they're releasing their Fuck Cancer.
Oh, yeah.
Batch 2 this year. They brought Fuck Cancer Batch 1 from last year out on that table. I said, is that Batch 2? And they was like, no, that's Batch 1 from last year. I said, get the fuck out of here. That's it. Oh, y'all not playing today. I said, I respect that. Look at Penelope. They got their whole goddamn brand there. Every goddamn release here. I just said,
wow. That's impressive.
Be here for a minute. I said, we're going to be here for a minute, whatever. That Fuck Cancer Batch 1. Oh. Oh. And then I got to try their new creme brulee, too. I think that just came out as well. Oh. Another one. Another one. Yeah, that was another good one. So I got to try a lot of new shit that I love, man. Finally got to try some Dark Arts. I wasn't that impressed with them or whatever. I know everybody's been raving, but I wasn't impressed with them at all. I'm like, I'm glad I didn't spend $80+ on them fucking bottles. Man, because I was just like, yeah, it's fine. I wouldn't spend $80 on that. Buffalo Trace Sazerac was there. Of course, they had to bring that Traveler's bullshit out. They had that. It's like a
good old Traveler's.
It's like a must or whatever. But I mean, at least you know what that, at least they had a Blanton's and a Colonel Taylor single barrel and some Stag store picks and shit. I just said, oh, thank God. I said, put that goddamn Traveler's away. Oh, and then they pulled that Wheatley Vodka out. I just went,
damn.
It's like, nobody here wants that shit. Nobody wants that shit. You take that shit. And you go pour that motherfucker right down that drain over there, okay? Don't nobody want that shit. What else did I try? I'm trying to look at these photos. I got to talk to the owner of Tesoro Tequila, the one I bought a bottle of at that event from last year at the West Coast Whiskey Club. And he was like, I remember you bought the Blanco last year. I said, yeah, man, I got the review on the podcast. So he gave me a free cigar. And he gave me a little shot of that extra añejo and shit. So he hooked me up with that. Solid stuff from them. Forgot this other tequila brand that was there. I forgot the name of it. Their bottles are all 1 liters though, but they were really good too. I didn't get a photo of them, so I don't know the name. The taco truck was out there. Dude, $1 for a fucking, I got like 6 tacos for $12, dude. Fucking $12. What else? Oh, Barstown. Come on, Barstown. Come on. Come on. You know they're bringing the heavy hitters in there. Man, their Origin series that they brought out, the 104 proof, which I haven't had that yet, that shit was straight fire, dude. That was fuego. This is whiskey. That was fire, dude. Like, it was so good. That finish on there, all that dark chocolate on there with the oats and everything. Oh, man. Everything on that was just perfection in a bottle, dude. Probably might even be in my top 10 list of how good it was this year. What else? I tried some Yellowstone, some single barrels that they had there as well. That was good. And now my favorite, my old favorite booth. The one that I just keep trying to give a chance to because everybody tells me how great they are now. And I'm just like, they still shit. And shout out to the girl that was working that booth there because she's really cool. I like her a lot. She was really dope as hell. Not going to say her name on here or whatever, but she was dope as hell. But the Jack Daniels booth, Cody. Oh, Jackie D. I tried, man. I keep trying with them, dude. They just... And I know they just came out with a 14-year-old bottle because I know they got the 10, 12, and the 14 now. Do they bring any of those bottles, Cody? They don't bring shit. But you know what they did bring, Cody? They brought that newly released Jack Daniels Blackberry. Old Jackie D Blackberry.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So your boy tried some of that. It's probably why I'm tired. It's actually...
That's not good for my Galactus, bless your soul, my friend.
Woo! My buddy just looked at me. He just said, he was like, yeah, you're not going to like that, JV. I was like, I said, I said, yeah, I kind of hate flavored whiskey. He was like, oh, I know you do. But he was just like, you really, really not going to like this one. You just, and I was like, mm-mm. And the girl that was working the booth, she was trying her best. She just said, don't think about the worst feeling you might think of this is or whatever. Just think about something else. So I even turned away and looked at the ceiling to pretend that my mind was somewhere else, Cody. I just went, wow.
All of this to have a sip.
You should have seen me.
Shit.
You should have seen me. I had that little glass. I was just like, oh. I was looking like that Kermit the Frog meme where he's sipping that tea and shit. I was like,
oh. Yeah.
Fucking, what's that Dave Chappelle joke about Trump or whatever? His lips are sweating. My lips were sweating. They were sweating and shivering and shit. It's like, you know that Negro up to no good now. That shit tastes like straight up cough bucket medicine, dude. And I don't mean cough medicine like flavored damn. Cough medicine. I mean like that bad cough medicine you was fed as a kid. That shit tastes like
the off brand Robitussin.
Yeah, it tastes like cod liver oil, dude. It tastes like that, like fish.
Oh hell no!
That shit. Oh god! So fucking. I'll tell you this, Cody. It was so bad. It made that Jim Beam pineapple or whatever the fuck I had on it taste like a fucking Lost Lore Reposado aged in vanilla stout barrels. That's how bad that Black Blair was. That shit was hard. That might be my worst
pour. Wow.
That had... that was the worst pour I think I've had all year, dude. I don't know if anything's going to top that shit, dude. That shit was so fucking bad.
Oh, shit.
And I love the girl that was working there because she knew I didn't like that shit. She gave me what's those cocktail in the can? Jack Daniel cocktails in the can? She gave me like the vanilla Coke with Jack Daniels in a can or whatever. I said, that kind of helps clear my palate, whatever that blackberry bullshit was. I said, bless your heart, young lady. You came in clutch with that pour because I was like, that. I don't know what that Jack Daniels blackberry did, but that shit washed away every good thing I had that whole night. I was just like, yeah. That was like having a Tesla tequila and then fucking it up with Milagros right after.
God damn.
Yeah, I think that was this year's Milagros for me. That was really bad.
Ooh, nobody wants that.
No.
Uh-oh, nobody wants that. No. That's a sponsor this year, right? Milagros? What's the year? Let's fuck it. We're just going to call it that.
Wouldn't it be funny Milagros do sponsor us?
Rotate that shit. I forgot what it was last year, but it was fucking Milagros.
Yeah, it's Milagros this year. Fuck yeah. We talk so much shit about Milagros now, whatever. They should sponsor us now. We give them more publicity. I'll tell you this. I love it. Exactly. Cody, I shot Cody a text message after I left the Saluda event last week. Milagros know they bullshit because they didn't even serve that shit in a glass. They served that shit as a cocktail to people at this event. They knew that they were the most bullshit tequila company there, and they just said, we're not even going to compete. We're just going to
dilute our shit as much as humanly possible.
Put some jalapenos in that motherfucker. Throw some salt on the rim and say it's a spicy margarita now, bitch. Okay. Like they knew.
Oh my God.
Wanted that bullshit. Okay. No, nobody want that bullshit. Okay.
That's respect, man. That's respect for that self-awareness right there.
And they saw me staring at them and they were just like, would you like a drink, sir? And I just mean, no, I'm good. I don't want anything above that. But I raised my glass to them though. I said, respect to you though. The cocktails, I see that. I was like, I love that. That's great for you. But a great whiskey event, man. Oh man, I don't know if I could do any more of those. I think I'm done now. I see why with some of these whiskey companies now have bullshit offerings to give. Because you're gonna be killing bottles at this motherfucker, then, dude. If you fucking bring out the good shit, I mean, they bringing out I meant the expensive good shit they brought out, Cody. This wasn't no like. I said, shit, I said, what's up? We getting it on now today. Death by Snoo Snoo tonight up in this bitch or whatever. That's what I'm talking about. or death by old age now. I don't know. But great fucking event. Great fucking event. I'm gonna get that 10. You know, get that last drop though. Can't wait for the next one here. But people, it is a new month here on The Last Drop. We did High Proof month last month or whatever. Mainly we did a bunch of Blancos and then I threw in one Reposado. But this month is Reposado month because we have been talking so much shit about Reposados towards the end of the last year and beginning of this year that there was kind of a almost like the gods of nectar heard us, Cody, as who doesn't hear us? Everybody listens to us.
Took them fucking long enough. You know what I mean?
I mean, we've been hyping up all of these high proof and barrel proof Blancos, man. And it was the time we're talking shit about Añejos. We're like, okay, our last hope right here. Mm-hmm. Reposados.
Mm-hmm. And
chug that.
I think they've heard us a little bit because Reposados, mainly on the Yayo, I guess mainly Sergio Cruz shit, whatever. He's been releasing shit like crazy for all his brands on Reposados, and they all been like some different experimental type shit. Matter of fact, he got some more experimental shit coming out, whatever. And he did it with Lost Lore, Yayo, Siempre, pretty much all of his brands or whatever that he dropped. He just put I even had something, Salud Amigos, which I highly recommend now that you got to try too, sir. Is what the fuck is it? I think it's Insulino. Yeah, Insulino. I don't know if that's Sergio Cruz or not, whatever, but I saw his name and shit all over the Instagram page and stuff like that. So if that's Sergio Cruz, dude, then goddamn, dude. But that shit, dude, and I'm sure you've seen the bottle before or whatever. And that shit.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I had a batch 5, which was I think that was a barrel pick too from my new favorite store, but it's far as fuck in Rialto, Blue Wine and Spirits, man. I love that store to death. Now I love the ladies that work there. They are awesome, or own it, I should say. They are awesome. And I had their barrel pick. That shit right there, Cody. Funny enough, that's when I ran into Milagros because I was still smelling the cup from Insulino. I was just like, I just couldn't stop sniffing it, dude. The nose on that was just heavily intoxicating, dude. I was like, oh my God. And then I looked to my left and I see Milagros sitting there and I was just like, what the fuck y'all doing here? Kind of like a redheaded stepchild. Like, what the fuck? Who the fuck invited you?
Invading my space.
Yeah, kind of was, whatever.
Up on my air and shit.
But I was staring hard enough to see, oh, they only pouring cocktails. I said, good on them. Respected them. Does anybody want that other shit?
Yeah.
but today, though, sir, we are doing something we've been talking about briefly since I bought the damn bottle, actually, whatever. That is the Lost Lore Reposado that is aged in Fundamental Observation Imperial Vanilla Stout Barrels from Bottle Logic Brewing. Probably the best thing to come out of that goddamn brewery, to be honest.
You never said a lie, my friend. My goodness.
Because that brewery can go fuck itself, honestly, when some of the prices and shit they charge up in there. So, yeah, that's kind of insulting, to be honest. So, actually, it's not kind of insulting. It is insulting. This little cork pop there. Shout out to Lost Lore for the glass once again.
You know, I think initially when I first poured it, I was getting more of that stout influence. But since it's opened up a little bit, I've had this pour for about 5 minutes now, give or take.
Probably longer, too.
Yeah, probably longer, actually. Yeah. I got to say, I think shockingly enough, for me at least, the agave really shining through right now. Like, yeah, you should get the overtones of the stout and the barrel. Man, but you're getting like almost like a juicy kind of agave.
Oh, yeah. Well, so I just poured mine. So my agave is hitting in the back nose area and the stout is more in the front. So like the longer I sniff it or whatever, the agave the agave kind of flows like a current. It's like on the water, dude. It's just flowing through the current.
Okay. Interesting.
So I kind of like that a lot or whatever.
Yeah, but it's like real clean, pure agave too.
Yeah.
It's like a juicy character to it. There's a touch of minerality, nothing on level like a G4 or anything like that. But there is a minerality there.
Honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if they told me they got this water from that goddamn jungle Kyle's Connie's found the water from. The way it smells so clean, dude. Like, it's just so clean that it's just like they must have got this from a Mount Fiji or something, Cody.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I think the water came from a well, if I'm not mistaken, too. For her, I forgot, but I think it was a well. I think it was a well. They only made 800 of these bottles, too, by the way. So there's only 800 bottles released of this. So
only, yep. I was reading that. Only 800.
I think me and Cody looked. I don't remember if we saw any more available. And if we did, I don't remember where. So nope.
Gone.
So, yeah, it was something I had to hop on. Matter of fact, I got that by kind of luck or whatever. I got the bottle kind of by luck because I went there to go get that San Matias bottle, high proof at the time. Because I think I had just said on the podcast, I'm going to go get that bottle this week. And I guess this and the other Reposado, the high proof Reposado, had just dropped. And it was sitting right there. And I was just like, damn, I came for that San Matias. But I was like, I can't pass that up. That's an experimental two kind of Reposados right there. I was like, I kind of got to go for those, whatever. And the dude was telling me at the counter, he's like, those are my last bottles too. And I just said, then yeah, I'll take both. I said, that those are the last ones, I definitely got to take.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I mean, come on, it's just no fucking brainer. And I'm glad I did, Cody, because as we just found out, we can't find the motherfucker nowhere now. So those Lost Lore special
one. Man, I'm getting like some Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no worries.
But speaking of like oak, I'm getting a ton of oak and like charry wood characteristics coming out of the nose now. This thing keeps growing on the nose, man. It's crazy.
That barrel influence is so
wow.
It's so potent. It's just there, dude. I also get a lot of like, you know, obviously you get like butter, like a lot of sweetness, like a butter, banana. And a little bit of butter.
Okay, I can see banana. I can see that. I can see banana a little bit.
Yeah. And I'm getting
I'm not really getting any like butter. I don't really get any butter or butterscotch notes either, really.
Mm. Yeah, that's all over my life. Oh, and then obviously you get the molasses too. It's got like this.
It's like a touch of nuttiness too.
Yeah. It's got this. It's hard to describe it on the nose. It's got like this creamy nose feel too, as well. Like as if like
Yeah, okay.
Like kind of creamy-ish or whatever and stuff too. Oh, you know what?
Maybe it's like the softness of it, maybe?
Probably. I don't know. But I guess it's probably reminding me of the Penelope cream brulee I had yesterday. I remember that.
Okay. Oh, that would make sense.
So I'm kind of getting that same vibe from this as well too.
It's a very balanced nose.
Very well balanced.
For the most part. Yeah.
Very well balanced. The nose for me, dude, is a last drop. You get so much character.
Oh yeah, this nose is great. This is fantastic nose, man. This is the last drop. That's a no brainer right there.
It might be one of the top five best nose of the year too.
It's up there. It's definitely up there.
I don't want to say it's the best because I don't remember what we already said what the best was, and I can't compare.
Right, exactly. I don't want to be all hyperbolic and shit,
but it's up there, dude. Like I could sniff this all day.
Oh, this is fantastic. This is not one of those air freshener type. Yeah. Like, get put this in the car, in the house, send the candles or something. Because this smells amazing.
You meant too about the agave. The longer I had this in the glass, now the agave is like really
More potent. Yep. Well. It opens up.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
The agave like really is just like as it was.
Takes over, doesn't it?
Before it was like a river flow. I said whatever, but now like the agave is like full front forward and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sir, as much as I'd love to sniff this all day, it's not called the last sniff, so.
Yeah, we do got to taste this motherfucker at some point,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, there is that as well. You do have to taste this motherfucker at some point. Mm-hmm. Although that would be an interesting podcast where you just sniff shit and just be like, yeah, all right, that's it for the day, people. Yeah.
Just aromatics.
We're called the aromatics, all right? You ever see those like whiskey reviewers? They get like they be doing it like that and shit. They spin their ass around and shit. God damn, what the fuck are you doing? They start swirling it and shit. And, come out, face all covered in liquid and shit. You're just like, they tapping the glass and shit, spinning it around. So,
holding at a certain angle and shit, making sure the light hits a certain point.
Oh shit! They look like John C. Reilly when he's like fucking got the wild hair in the glass. And he looking like that and shit.
Yeah.
Oh. Damn. Now you got me doing it. I'm spinning the glass. It's just. All right, sir. Salud.
Salud.
Where to begin with that? Hold on. Let me get another sip of this real quick.
Yep. Yep. Right behind you. Oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me get a third sip now. let me get a third sip.
Oh, that second sip. Oh,
that second sip is even better. Let me just get a third sip, Kurt. Let me just get a little.
Oh, my goodness. I just had a third sip.
That gets better with each sip, goddamn
it. It's interesting. Because that first sip, it really does. It really does.
It does. Yeah.
That first sip is more of your like traditional, you know, a high proof barrel aged reposado.
Yeah, yeah.
And that second sip, that's when all the bottle logic influences start coming in. And that third sip, everything just starts to just meld in together, man. This is a hell of a fucking pour right here, sir.
This is 80 proof.
Wow.
I thought it was stronger than that, to be honest. This comes off at 80 proof, 40% ABV, whatever.
This got some zip on it.
Yeah.
This has some zip on it. Yeah.
It's got like, I was going to say like a zestiness to it, but it's, I like zip, like the zip of it, whatever. Like there's a zip on the back end of your tongue, dude. It's like rope lining your ass, man. It's like, come on, get this, dude.
Yeah, that's why I was also expecting to be higher proof. I thought it was going to be like 90 or something like that.
Same.
I thought it was only 80 proof.
Man, the barrel influence too, dude. Like you could just taste it on the back end or whatever so well. Like, oh man, you see, you know what? If we were to go back in time to do reviews, all those whiskeys and beers that quote unquote did like a combination with another, like how Goose Island did with the Weller 12 and stuff like that, and all the other shit like that. I would lower my rating on those even more after tasting this, because this is like so like the perfect collaboration of flavor profile, barrel influence, and just a combination of tequila and craft beer at its finest or whatever. Like this is just, I have nothing really bad to say about this pour, man. This is just like, this is experimental that I love. I love this kind of experimental.
You pretty much hit the nail on the head. Combining two worlds like this, man, it's not easy. There's a lot that goes into combining two different types of spirits or beer, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of science behind it, a lot of time, a lot of effort. I'm sure there's a lot of trial and error getting it to this point to be this fucking good. Mm-hmm. So that's why. How much did you get these bottles for again?
That one for $69.
Oh my God! Still the fucking year, man.
Yeah,
this is. I would spend $150 on this. I would drop $150 more on this. This is fucking excellent, dude. This is blowing my fucking mind right now.
Honestly,
yeah. This
we talked about it. That barley wine one. I've never had that one. I'd spend $150 on that right now just because of the Lost Lore world that I've been engulfed in.
Oh my God, dude! Yeah. This is, dude. Every fucking sip, this shit gets better.
And it's
like my mind is getting blown each and every fucking time.
It changes every
sip.
Like every sip is something fucking different on here. It's just like, whoa, wait a minute.
Now I'm getting a little bit more like nuttiness, like some toasted almond characteristics going on right now.
I got like some coffee.
I'm getting like a touch coffee. Okay. Some of the citrus is coming out more for me as well. It's more like the citrus rind for me, like the skin of the citrus, not like the pulp or the meat of it. Mm. Oh my God, dude.
Okay.
This is a killer fucking pour, man.
I love. Okay, I get more.
Now I'm getting like the chocolate too.
Yeah, the chocolate, and there's also like I get those like this cream brulee flavor too as well. Like it's just so
my goodness,
slick back, baby.
This. Dude, you know what was crazy about this one too, man? This is so fucking versatile because I could eat. This is working well right here, dead in the middle of the fucking summer right now.
Yeah,
but I can also see this working fucking well also in the winter.
Oh yeah,
man, this is a crazy ass pour right here.
Crazy.
This works in fall too, I would say.
Yeah, dude,
yeah.
The
fall season.
I love the finish on this. That barrel influence just comes through so well, dude. But like, it doesn't overpower the agave, though, is what I love about it.
Man, I'm losing my shit over here. this has me losing my shit.
I'm upset I don't have another bottle of this shit, because I'm at half a bottle of this shit. Like, so like, I'm upset about that. So
I'm upset I didn't seek out a fucking bottle.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy because that's your world. The incredible craft beer and fucking tequila, that's your world combined to one. So I thought you would have been like,
I didn't know it was gonna be this fucking good.
Yes.
You didn't know.
You probably thought like me though. Like, it's been gimmicky for so long now. Whatever, it's probably like it's probably not gonna be.
Yeah.
Like, I think whiskey and craft beer have like fucked around so long now by being gimmicky, just by putting the brands on them and stuff like that. That it's just like, it's not even worth paying the extra amount of dollars for it. So I can understand where your feeling was coming from, because dude, I spent $70 on that fucking Goose Island Weller 12 barrel. And I was kind of pissed off, to be honest. I was like, I spent $7 on that shit. I could have just
That shit's so lazy effort with that shit. Get the fuck out of here with that.
Yeah, like, and you don't even taste the Weller 12 barrel. It's just like, what are we doing here then? Like I could have just went with Cody for a Black Friday and got a fucking Goose Island regular for fucking.
Exactly.
Like, and it would probably would have been better. I probably would, because my anticipation on it.
Yeah, most likely would have been better.
So, I kind of pissed me off the more I think about it now. I mean, I don't remember what I gave that on this show, but I would drop that shit a rating right now after trying this. I'm actually really glad I bought this, because had I not had this and knew this existed, dude, I'd have been punching fucking air right now. Mm. Man, that is so good. That.
Oh my God, man. My God.
Sergio Cruz, man, he is the master of experimentation, I must say.
Oh my God, dude. What is this doing to me? What is this poor doing to me, dude? I'm in bliss. I'm in fucking heaven, dude. This is the best fucking thing I've had this year.
Oh,
on the show at least.
Oh, okay, shit.
I'm going to say it right now.
Yeah, okay, what was your favorite of?
Probably even off the show too. Well, I don't know. I know it wasn't probably that long ago, but
yeah.
At least for right now, this is poor the fucking year for me right here. This I have no faults with this. This is perfect. Perfect fucking.
What about the? Because I know this was high on your list. I don't know if it was number one though. The Cascanes Jungle Juice. Where does it rank with that?
This is better.
Yeah, oh,
better.
Shit.
Yeah, okay. This, yeah.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I thought you was going to hate me on this. I agree. I think this is better.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I think it's better.
No brainer. Yep.
I think it's better because it's doing something completely fucking different. It literally.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
It's got so much going for it.
You goddamn right it is. You goddamn right.
You goddamn right it is. Like, when you talk about complexity, dude, this is the creme de la creme of complexity right here.
Like, yes. Yes.
You get so much on the taste. You get so much on the finish. It constantly evolves. It changes every now and then.
Oh, my God, dude.
Sergio Cruz, hey, you are the master distiller of the last drop.
Oh, man. I'm getting so much chocolate on the finish now, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. This is so fucking good.
It's rich.
Wow.
It is like rich chocolate.
Wow.
The bananas on it, the vanilla, the caramel, all those like barrel-influenced flavor notes you get, it's like intensified the more you sip it.
This is so fucking good. This year we might have to do... Change the name of the word name of the year to the Lost Lore by the Logic.
Might just call it Sergio Cruz, to be honest.
Yeah.
That's a Sergio Cruz award.
This is...
Wait, wasn't that what we were already calling it? I think we was already calling it Sergio Cruz.
I think it was called the Cruz, yeah.
I think we was calling
probably it... stick with that, but... but man. All right, next year, we'll call it the Lost Lore by the Logic award winner of the year.
I think Cody's gonna hug Sergio Cruz when he sees him.
I don't have a choice. I don't have a choice. It fucking nailed it. He made Bottle Logic alive again for me. How do you do that? I think that's the best part of this for me. That's the most surprising part. He made Bottle Logic relevant for me again.
He made Bottle Logic relevant again.
Yeah.
Because Bottle Logic pisses me off. Have you seen their prices?
Yeah.
They went up, by the way.
Yeah. I know.
They like 30 goddamn dollars.
Yep. Hey, they're selling, so I can't hate on them for it because they still sell. People still buy that shit. I don't know, but people still buy that shit.
It's crazy because in Anaheim, they're surrounded by so many better dudes.
Oh,
dude,
that's Anaheim is that's like brewery mecca minus like San Diego. That's like the next brewery mecca out here in SoCal.
Yeah. And yet, by logic, people still go there. I'm just like, there's so many other great breweries nearby, and they're on walking distance too. That's the thing. They're on walking distance. But like you said, they still selling. People still like spending $30 on a fucking on a bottle that ain't really evolved in the past years that I've known Cody now for 15 years. And I was like, still tastes the same. It's like, oh, this just ain't this shit differently here, huh? Just I think Sergio Cruz knocked on their door, Cody, and just said he took his finger and rubbed it on their desk and he saw the dust and he just went, let me make you relevant again.
Go to make the people look.
Yeah. He said it in English and Spanish, so they wouldn't miss that shit at all. Whatever. He even pulled out his phone and translated that shit in Chinese and Cantonese, Arabic. He spoke German, German, and French. He spoke every language with him, so they wouldn't miss that shit. They didn't get it. Whatever. And I'm so glad Bottle Logic didn't like put their head up their ass and be like, we don't need them. We it's like, shut up. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you suck. You suck.
Oh. Ooh, man. This is easily the best thing to ever happen to Bottle Logic, bar none. The best fucking thing.
I think it's the best collaboration a spirit ever had with a beer company. Easily.
Oh, off the top of my head, yeah, it gotta be, yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Unless there's another tequila company out there, people that we don't know of that did a collaboration with some beer that we don't know, then please point us that way because I'd love that. I think the problem with whiskey and beer, why to me it just didn't do anything differently, is because they're almost too much similar profiles or whatever, where beer and tequila are just like completely fucking different profiles. So you just getting a mashup of two different worlds or whatever. And I think the more shocking thing is what Cody said earlier too, is it's just more shocking of how well balanced these two worlds just collab together like that. Like, it's just the science on this must be just like powerful on this.
Yeah.
I had to pour me a little bit more.
Yeah man.
That glass smells great too, by the way. When it gets empty, oh my God, it gets better.
Oh. I already know.
Dude. Oh. Mm. Next time I see you, I'll pour you some more then, because you.
Oh, I appreciate you, brother. Oh, thank you.
You really
I'll
need
take
to
all
stop.
I can get.
Yeah, you really need to stop licking that glass the way you did. It's empty, Cody. Just let it go. It's done. it's gone.
I need more Lost Lord Bottle Logic.
Just let it go.
Veins.
Be like Frozen and Elsa and just let it go, Cody.
No, goddamn.
I'm motherfucker gonna pop up in front of Sergio Cruz like a crackhead, sweating and shit, talking about. Man, you got any more of that Bottle Logic, man? That Lost Lord Bottle Logic? Hell, I need that shit, man. You gonna tell Sergio Cruz, I got some cheeseburgers, man. Give me that Lost Lord. You gonna show Sergio Cruz doorstep with his greasy ass bag talking about, man, you know you got to mow in that house, dog. He gonna give him a... Sergio Cruz gonna give him a Siempre Reposado. He's gonna be like, I don't want that shit, man. I sent the fucking Lost Lord Bottle Logic. I don't want that shit.
That shit back in his head.
He's gonna be like a Samuel Jackson in Jungle Fever. I don't want that shit, man. I was like, where's the Lost Lord at? The Lost Lord. Oh shit, Sergio Cruz gonna be like, I need you to leave, Cody. I need you to leave. And he gonna be like, all right, I leave. But before I leave, I got a little dance for you, Sergio. I'm gonna do that Lost Lord. Cody is banned from all Lost Lord events and Sergio. Ain't allowed to go. You gonna see that motherfucker. Matter of fact, they're going to put you on the logo. Yeah, they're going to put your ass right here, dude. They're going to put you on the logo and be like, it's going to be like, do not offer Lost Lore to this man.
You know those signs like those, do not smoke here? It's gonna have me in there with that circle, the line going through it.
Oh shit! Oh, that's funny. That's too funny. Yeah. So if Sergio Cruz, which I listen to this dude because Yayo always listens to our shit. So like, shit. He might listen to this and he might go like, "Yeah, I want that motherfucker banned. I don't want him to know." He go like, "I'm gonna amp my security up. I don't want him near me or whatever shit." Yo. Yeah, like I don't want him. I got a question for you, actually. Now, a real question. What do you think is better, the Steel Strength Lost Lore or this? Because you really love that Steel Strength Lost Lore too.
Mm. Yeah, I go with this.
Yeah,
bar none. Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay. Not even a question.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Yeah, I got it. Got it.
Yeah.
It's just, I come on, dude. This is
nothing
like this.
Yeah,
there's nothing even close to this.
Yep, you're right. Nothing like this. It's one of a kind.
Yeah, really is.
One of a kind.
Now, it's, for me, it's like, oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Yeah.
No, I was gonna say it's very different, two completely different pores and styles and spirits or whatever. But this is, it reminds me of Kabama's Skull. Where it's like in a league of its own, like it's just doing its own thing. Nothing tastes like that.
Yeah, that's true. I'll back you up on that too, because I feel like that with the Steel Strength, not to compare it to anything else, I feel like I can get Steel Strength at any brand or whatever, and it's going to taste probably good. Whereas in this one, I don't know anything that even comes close to tasting like this. So yeah, I will back you up 100% on that. Unless Cody, that barley wine tastes even better than this one.
Man, don't put that thought in my head. Don't you do that. don't do that.
So this one was released to California, and the barley wine people was released for Chicago. Chicago got that one exclusive, and we got this one exclusive. I would say we won, but we haven't tried the barley wine. And I got to tell you, if you live in Chicago and you would listen to this last drop, and if you want to send us a sample of that shit, I won't say no, because I need to try some of that shit.
We will happily take it off your hands.
Oh, yeah.
Say less.
Yeah, I feel like we won out of the two, as far as California goes, whatever. But
it seems like it, but you never know.
Yeah, you never know, because I remember we read up on that that barley wine one. We was just like, man, that sounds incredible. That sounds incredible. That sounds like heaven.
And you know the funny thing about that too, I don't even like barley wines. No. And so if they kill that one too, oh my God. They're bringing barley wines back for me as well. Could you fucking imagine?
Okay, I got to find that bottle now. God damn it. I got to look on some websites and shit.
Man, if they do that, is man, Lost, I got to tell you, dude. Legends. Legends. Automatic legends.
Yeah, Lost Lore is the shit. It's one of the
best
tequila brands out there. It's in my top five. Like, top three, probably, actually.
Yeah. No, Lost Lore is in fact different.
Yeah,
they just they kind of unfuckwithable right now.
Yeah,
I'm lying to you.
Hey,
I'm lying to you.
I've been saying this for a year now. Sergio Cruz is the most experimental distiller I've ever sipped from. Whatever, like all his products all taste different. He's got so many. Like we're talking Siempre, Lost Lore, Yayo. None of them taste the same. They all fucking taste different, and he's constantly doing something different with each brand of those too. It's incredible. He's the man, dude. I love that dude. I think he's what this industry needs or whatever. Like you got to try something new. I did hear some people say that they didn't enjoy this as much because they're like pure tequila guys, or whatever. They didn't like the collaboration of like doing being experimental like that because they like their agave pure or whatever it may be and stuff like that. I actually could understand that or whatever, but they also gave it though for just being different and experimental and stuff like that. So I will say that's another positive thing of the tequila community as well, whatever. Although it's not their jam, and I'm not speaking for everybody. I'm speaking for some people that talk to me about it or whatever. They still give it its like, you know, its props for just like being so totally different from the game. It's like, oh shit, it's so different or whatever. So, I absolutely love it because I just love experimental shit, especially when it tastes good. If it tastes like dog shit, then I don't don't ever give me that again or whatever. But I love trying out new experimental shit. I love seeing the downfalls of it and the cause it's just something different and unique. You never just had it before, or whatever, as Cody was stating earlier. It's just
right.
We're drinking so much now at this point, whatever. It's just like, you know, give me something that's like gonna like shock the shit out of me. And I think Sergio Cruz does that to a fucking T, dude. I think he does it the best in the game out of any spirit industry too, as well. So you're probably giving this a one then, huh? Or like a fuck it. You're not enjoying this at all anymore, huh?
Oh yeah, this is you can keep this motherfucker. Yeah, yeah, it's awful. Never again. No, of course not. This is as I was saying earlier, this is the best pour I've had all year, man. Crazy because this is even more complex than that initial because this is the second sample you gave me of this.
Yep.
This is even more complex this time.
Yeah.
So
that first one I gave you this my is, first open bottle.
This is a correct. That's true. Yeah, that's true. So you think about that. That's true.
It's been open
good point.
It's been open for a while now. I'd say like 3 months now. Maybe 3 months, maybe 2-3 months or whatever, somewhere around that time.
Okay.
When it came out.
Okay, yeah, it's good. Good. All right. Got a little oxidation in there. All right. You like that. But yeah, man. With all that said, dude, this dude melts the worlds of craft beer and tequila, especially being this complex. And not only that, add on to the fact, this is gets bonus points just for this fact, it brought back a brewery I had great disdain for, Bottle Fucking Logic, and it made them irrelevant again in my eyes. That's major. Kudos to Lost Lore for that. Kudos to Sergio Cruz. Kudos to Bottle Logic for making this actually a reality. This is one of the best things I've had this year. Well, no, it's the best thing I've had this year. One of the best things I've had ever. This is a bona fide certified 100% last drop. Fucking amazing.
Wouldn't it be funny if these were sitting on the shelves at Bottle Logic's brewery? Cody left us. He just went to go drive to Bottle Logic now.
Man, you can imagine. Great, I'm a fuck right now.
Cody left people. He's no longer on the show. He just left. Yeah. All I remember is the door just closed and shit. Matter of fact, he gonna phone call them right off this show. He gonna be like, "Hey, so I just had some shit. Do y'all got that shit? let me know. I'll be there right now if you got that shit." That would be cool as shit if they actually did have it sitting on their shelves at the brewery. I don't know how you could not have it there. I mean, I'm just putting that out there, Cody. Not to get you all excited.
Seriously.
That motherfucker's standing up now. Yeah, just sit back down.
Just sit down. Saying.
Just sit back down, Cody. Calm down. Just. Everything you said, I 100% co-sign that or whatever. This is a great fucking pour, dude. It must be a really great year if this don't end up in my top 10 list somewhere or whatever. I love it for its uniqueness. I love it for its difference. I love what it brings to the game of just like actually being compelling, complex, and just doing something completely, totally different, man. Honestly, that's what I've been looking for in my drinks, man. Just changing the game, dude. If you're a barrel-aged beer lover guy or whatever, I just couldn't see how you just don't like this unless you just straight up hate agave. I mean, it's the only thing I can fucking find out, whatever. Honestly, though, I don't even know how if they're sipping this. I think even your views of tequila would change, too, as well. I think you would, like, go like, oh, shit. This is damn near a masterpiece. Everything about it is perfection. It's what I look for in my liquor, my drinks, or what I drink today. Sergio Cruz, man, I might as well just change the name of the show from last drop to Sergio Cruz Dick Sucking Hour, because I feel like I'm constantly on that guy's ass, dude. Like, that guy is just – I just love what he does, and I wish more companies would take chances like him. But I'm right there with Cody. I give this a last drop, too. I can't find one complaint about this. The only thing I can think of is what like some tequila drinkers told me is just like it's not their thing or whatever and stuff like that, which is cool. If it's not your thing to have like, you know, experimental shit like that, then that's fine or whatever. But like, I think for people that's trying to get into tequila and they want something unique or different or whatever, I think this like completely opens your palate up to like a whole new just collaboration of a world here and stuff. If you stick with one, like if you drink whiskey or just beer or just tequila or cognac or whatever it may be, wine or whatever, I think stuff like this, man, this is the kind of stuff that like just broadens your palate to a whole new world or whatever. So, yeah, I got to give this a last drop. I got no faults on that. And this was the first Reposado of the year, I believe, that what was it? Yeah, yo, did they have one? It was one or the other. I can't remember now. But it was definitely one of the ones this year that opened my mind up to Reposados. Now I'm slowly, well, I'm not slowly. I'm kind of already there with Reposados. I kind of love them now. So you keep doing shit like this, and yeah, I'll continue to keep loving them. Though I wonder if they're gonna do this next year too. I don't know if this is a yearly thing or not, but I hope so. But I'd love to see them try with a different brewery. Give me that Goose Island one, that Weller.
That'd be cool. Oh, I'd love to see them do that.
Yeah. Give me the Goose Island. Dope. I want the Goose Island. One Goose Island. We're going to get out of here, people, because, man, we are just having, like, the shittiest of shittiest connection today. It's like the worst.
Yeah.
Like the worst of the worst.
Not on our side today.
Yeah. It's just, it's hot as fuck. We dying. Oh, I'm dying. That's for sure. I'm not alive anymore. I died like 30 minutes ago.
No, you're not.
Yeah. Like, this is my ghost speaking. My ghost was like, we're going to finish this goddamn episode. Goddamn it. So, it's going to be the last goddamn. And then like, you know, some ultimate being up there just loves to fuck with us. So he's just like, oh, you think you could cheat death? He's like, I'm going to make your shit.
Yep.
Copy your shit.
You know
what it is. Yeah. So, so yeah, so we're just gonna get out of here now because next week we're doing something even more special too. Next week is even more special, whatever shit. We get into that.
Oh yeah,
a newly released. Oh, we're doing new releases because this Lost Lore we had today just came out this year, and next week we're doing the we're doing the Lost Lore Amberana. Cash string edition here or whatever. Look at that beautiful thing right there. They were hyping the fuck out of this up. And this was another limited edition release here right there, which only cost me $79, by the way. I just love in tequila that limited edition is 70 something dollars or in that range. Or that's, to me, that's just
can't beat that.
So beautiful, right?
Can't beat that.
The whiskey, that shit would have been $179. I'd have been like, he's son of a bitch here.
Yep.
you motherfucker, you whatever. Yeah, so I have so much to say about this bottle, man. I just saw them post somebody found a bottle in Arizona, so apparently there's like some hidden little gems in Arizona, maybe some in California too. If you find it, I highly recommend getting it. It is such a beautiful just display of cast. So we're trying this next week here on the last drop, and I guess we're heading back to Lost Lore and Sergio Cruz there on Reposado. I mean, he is the king of Reposado, so makes sense. With that said, people, we're gonna get out of here. Thank you for tuning in, even though it's like been choppy as fuck. I'm gonna try to fix that as much as possible or whatever. But I am your Godfather of Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same,
and glasses will never be dry.